Oh, actually, let me just finish the second part of that. Okay, so it's not just abandoning the Mahayana, but it's teaching what you're passing off as the Mahayana and as the Dharma, but really isn't. And this, that part of it is real, you know, with Buddhism coming to the West, that one is so easy to do. You know, it's like you mix a little psychology in, you mix a little this in, you mix a little that in, and you call it Buddhism. And it's not. Okay? So it's like, you know, you have a hard time with what the Buddha really meant. So you kind of said, well, he didn't really mean that. He meant, and what he meant really, it happens to be what I believe. Yeah? So what he meant just happens to be what I believe, and that's what I'm teaching you. So you're passing off your own beliefs in the mistaken notion that they are what the Buddha taught, and you're passing them off to other people as the Dharma. And that's really harmful. Depends who you ask this question to. Yeah? So if you're sexist yourself and you pass it off like the Buddha is sexist, and you validate it by saying, but look, he said this. Yeah. I mean, if you ask somebody who's sexist that question, they'll tell you, well, that's okay. If you ask me that question, I'm going to tell you that that person doesn't have a deep understanding of the Dharma. You know, and that person doesn't really understand, you know, how harmful that language is and how defeating it is of the real purpose of the Buddha, which was for everybody to practice the Dharma and attain enlightenment, and how saying that the Buddha really defeats what the Buddha's purpose was. Okay. That's how I would answer that question. And since I'm right... Right.
Anyone who's ever made commentary about...
Right. That's why we always have to think ourselves. And this is, you know, one of the reasons why I like to go back to India every year and see my teachers, to let them know what I'm doing and how, you know, because the language I give the teachings in and the examples I use are very different than the way I was taught, because I'm bringing it from an Asian culture to an American culture. But I want to go back and check with my teachers and see if everything I'm saying is okay. Yeah. So that's why I think it's really important as we bring Buddhism from the East here, that we really keep the link with the Asian teachers very strong, and not just get this real proud, American attitude that, well, now we understand Buddhism and we're going to make it all ours, and those Asian teachers don't understand anything. Yeah. And you see some people having that attitude. Maybe not as grossly as that, but there is that attitude. So that's why I think, you know, it's real important that we always keep thinking and questioning our own understandings and never assume that I've understood exactly, that I understood this exactly, and I can never refine my understanding. Yeah. Because just what I'm finding over the years is that I think I understand things, and I even know the words, and I can repeat them. And then a few years later, I recognized that I really didn't understand it at all. Yeah?
There's no way not to
bring our own interpretations.
To it.
Yeah.
So how
I think that's why it's really good to stick to the text, you know, that you do teach according to a text instead of, you know, and that you do kind of keep bringing back. That's why you'll find some lamas, when they teach, they keep quoting the scripture, or they keep quoting the Indian pandits. You know, I'm not very good at memorizing quotations, so I don't do that. Okay? But I think also, just to have the idea as we're listening to the teachings, that we're getting it, but there's a lot more to understand than just the superficial meaning of the words. You know, and as, like, I'm saying it, now maybe, you know, my understanding isn't completely refined, but maybe the way you're hearing it, you get the completely correct understanding. Or maybe my understanding is great, but through the words, you know, you, by your something or another, get another understanding. And so the whole idea is to always recognize we need to keep growing in our understanding. And when you hear teachings from teachers, think about them. That's the whole thing. Think about them. Get other sources. Ask questions. Get other opinions. You know, so that our own understanding can keep getting refined. Okay, let's sit quietly for a few minutes.